So Naumaha Khandaha is over. Now we'll go to the 10th section. Apovava, Apovava, Annadbhoyaha,
Annadbhoyaha,
Apovava, Annadbhoyaha,
Apovava, Annadbhoyaha.
Apaha is a plural word, waters. Apaha means waters. It's a plural word, isn't it? Feminine gender word. A water, let us use singular word here, okay? Even though the word vapaha means waters, up means water, apaha means waters. Let us use it in the singular sense. Let us use singular word here. Apaha vava annad bhuyaha. So, water is superior to the food. Water is greater than the food. Why? Because, he is going to say, Tasmad yada suvrishtirna bhavati. Suvrishtirna bhavati. Vrishtihi means rains. Suvrishtihi means good rains. Good amount of rains. Adequate, appropriate amount of rains. Okay. Coming in right times. Appropriate times. Suvrishtihi means what? Appropriate amount of rains happening at appropriate time. Called suvrishtihi. If the rains, suvrishtihi na bhavati. If the rains fail, the monsoon fails, what happen? Vyadhiyante pranaha. Shankara says, Vyadhiyante means dukhinaha. All the living beings, pranaha means the living beings, become very sad, very unhappy. They become sorrowful. Vyadhiyante means they become sorrowful. Living beings become sorrowful when the rains fail. Okay? When the rains do not come. Or the monsoon fails. Why? Because, why do they become sad? Why do they become unhappy? Why do the living beings become, sorrowful when the rains fail? Because, annam kaniyo bhavishyati. Annam kaniyaha bhavishyati. If the rains fail, monsoon fails, then there will be very little amount of food. Or there will not be food at all. Drought everywhere means what now? For the food, for us food is vegetation, isn't it? Food is vegetarian. So food means, food is only in the form of the vegetation. For the vegetation to be there, for the mother earth to yield the food, plants to grow, there must be rains, isn't it? Water must be there. Without water, food will not be possible. We cannot get food at all. Imagine there's no water at all anywhere. Do you think you can get food in the form of vegetables and vegetation? No. Therefore, yada suvrishtir na bhavati vyadhiyante pranaha. All these living beings become very sorrowful because annam kaniyo bhavishyati iti. There will be very little food, or there will not be food at all. Therefore they become very sorrowful. Atha yada suvrishtir bhavati. Yada suvrishtir bhavati. Yada suvrishtihi bhavati. Anandinaha pranaha.
Anandinaha
pranaha bhavanti. When the appropriate amount of rains happen at the appropriate time, when there is a proper monsoon, happens, then what happened? There'll be all these living beings are anandinaha bhavanti, dukhinaha na bhavanti, anandinaha bhavanti. They become very happy. All the farmers will be very happy only if it rains properly. Why? There'll be abundance of food. nothing to worry about. The basic need of food is there, then you can do anything. See, really, without food, nothing can be achieved in the world, isn't it? Basic fundamental need. Any technological development is possible only if there is food. Any scientific discoveries, these developments, food must be there. All the accomplishments, all the achievements, all this, you know, even the international cultural festival, all this, you know, everything is possible. Anything can happen only if there is basic need for the food. Without food, nothing can be achieved. Isn't it? You cannot think, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot smell, you cannot taste, you cannot move around, you cannot do anything physically, you cannot think. Nothing can be done physically, orally, mentally. Without doing, nothing can be accomplished. To accomplish, achieve, to enjoy means you must have what? No. Do. You must do things physically, orally, mentally. And doing, a performance is possible only if you have stamina, and for stamina you need food. The food is the basic need. Food is the basic need without which you cannot even survive. Even living is not possible. You must live to do something, to achieve something, isn't it? You're not even alive means how can you achieve something? But very living is possible only because of the food, and food is so important. But that food cannot be, we cannot have food if the monsoon fails, if the thing phenomenon called water is not there. Therefore, yada surishti bhavati, then there will be abundance of food. Isn't it? Surishti bhavati, tada praninaha, pranaha means praninaha, the living beings are very happy. Anandinaha bhavanti, then annam, why they become very happy? Annam bahu bhavishyati iti. Oh, this year we have very good monsoon, very good rains. So we'll have agricultural products will be what now? Abundance of agricultural products. Then we'll have abundance of food. So they'll be very happy. Isn't it? Anywhere you see this happens. Annam bahu bhavishyati iti. Annam bahu bhavishyati iti. Apaeva. Imaha murta. Murtaye iyam prithivi. Yadantariksham. Yadyauhu, yad parvataha, yad deva manushyaha, yad pashavascha, vayamsicha, trina vanaspatayaha, shvapadani, akita patanga, pipilikam, Apahayeva Imaha Murtaha. Apa Upasveti. He says, Imaha Murtaha. All these forms here. Imaha murta means what? All these forms, murta means forms. All these forms which are here are nothing but water. Water alone, is it? Through the indirectly having given the food, and through the food, water alone is in the form of all these forms. Isn't it true? Water alone is in the form of this form. In water alone, he is here in the form of these forms. All these forms here are food and indirect water in indirect form of food. All these forms are food imaha murtayaha apaha eva. All these forms are nothing but water essentially. Iyam prithivi. What about this earth? This earth also is because of water. Yad antariksham. This space also because of water. Yad dyauhu. The sky is also because of water. Yad parvataha. Even these mountains are because of water. Yad deva manushyaha. All these beings, other phenomena, other celestials, all the human beings. Yad pashavaha. All other animals, birds, vayamsi birds, trina vanaspatayaha, grass, etc. All the vegetation, all the plants, trees, etc. Swapadani, akita, patanga, pipilikam. All the insects, worms and ants, etc. All these beings are here because of water. What does it mean? The whole world is because of water. What does it mean? The world exists for you only when you know the world. Is it true or not? Where does the ant exist? In your cognition. Where does the space exist? In your cognition. In your knowledge. The whole world exists in your cognition, in your understanding, in your knowledge. If you do not have knowledge, if there is no cognition, if there is no knowledge, the world is as good as non-existent. Is it true? Don't say world is, therefore I know. You know because therefore the world is. You see, therefore the world is. Is it clear? So the whole world, all these beings enjoy their existence because you know them. And you are able to know them. The knowledge is possible, cognition is possible because you are strong. You are strong because you have food. You have food because you have because of the water. Therefore, all these are because of the water. All these forms are water. All these are water. All these are because of the water. Is it clear now? Now what? Yes, that is true. Isn't it true? Isn't the fact? Therefore, we say now, water is superior to the annam. Apaha annad bhuyaha. Apaha annad bhuyaha. Waters are superior to the food. Therefore now, may you meditate upon this water as Brahma. Some simple, nice, simple, easy lesson only. It's not difficult, isn't it? Very simple. But if you are feeling tired and sleepy, that's your problem. But I do tell you, this is not at all boring. Is it boring? Don't take it for granted, this class. Even though you know, as I told you, even Narada must have known all these facts. Even when we are reading, we ourselves understand. When we can, don't you think Narada would have understood it? We ourselves see this fact. Yeah, that's true. Isn't it true? Why it is superior to food? Because food itself cannot be. We cannot get any food without the water. Such a simple fact, which we already know. And we are made to see this fact. See, Shastram holds our attention and then makes us see. Isn't it? Like, you know, the children, sometimes they'll be playing around. And there'll be some pins or some nuts somewhere, something. And they may not pay attention. And they'll go and they'll fall on something. So the mother will come and tell, hey, come on, you're playing here. Be careful. There's a sofa, there's a chair. Be careful. The child knows there's a sofa, it doesn't pay attention. The mother comes and tells what? You are playing here, be careful, don't fall down, don't hit there. The child doesn't know. Child knows, doesn't pay attention. Even if you know, if you do not pay attention, it is as good as non-existent. So you are made to pay attention. You are helped to see. Is it a fact? That's the beauty here. Therefore, may you meditate upon water. That's why I wanted to see this. Don't take this class as something, oh, which we already know. Meditate upon water. That's what he says. We know, we can read the translation. We understand it very easy. That's okay. You can understand. But please do value this class. So, may you meditate upon this water as Brahma. So, this tenth section, the second mantra presents the Upasana Phalam. What is that phalam one can have? If a person meditates upon water as Brahma, that is said in the second mantra. Let's see that now. Sayopo Brahmetupaste Apnoti Sarvan Kamam Triptiman Bhavati Yavadapam Gatam Tatrasya Yatha Kamacharo Bhavati Yopo Brahmetupaste. So, what he says, he who meditates upon water as Brahma, Apaha as Brahma. So, Apa Brahma Upasanam. He who meditates upon Apa, water as Brahma, this person, Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. He gets all his desires fulfilled. Because, if you understand this fact, and if you see the sequentially, how water is a phenomenon, how water is so important, and how you see the greatness of water. If there is no such a thing called water, how there cannot be food at all? And how the food is not there, there is no life. Therefore, food is very important, and for that food, water must be there. So you see the greatness of the water, and you dwell upon this fact repeatedly. You see this water as Brahma. Oh my God, water is Bhagavan, water is Brahma. You see this, then naturally as a result of which a person gets all his desires fulfilled. Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. One thing. It means, when we say all his desires become fulfilled, means what now? Relative sense. We will not become free from the hold of desires. He will have all his desires fulfilled. Which means, he says, Triptiman Bhavati. He will be the person of satisfaction. See, water satisfies a person in two ways. It by quenching your thirst, when you drink water, when you're very thirsty, quenching your thirst, it satisfies you. Then, through the food, water indirectly, by giving you the food, through the food also, water satisfies you by appeasing your hunger. So, appeasing your hunger, quenching your thirst, water directly and indirectly makes you feel satisfied. After drinking water, you feel satisfied, isn't it? Oh, enough. After eating, you say, oh, enough. Money, 100 pounds, 1,000 pounds, 1 million pounds, little more will be nice. Isn't it? Food, you say, what now? Enough. Water, you say, enough. Isn't it? That's why Triptiman Bhavati. With other things, you will never become satisfied. When you don't have anything, you will be dissatisfied. When you have something, you will still continue to be dissatisfied. After having a lot more also, you will be dissatisfied. You will never be absolutely satisfied at all. But after eating food, little more will be better. You will never feel away because stomach will say no. That is why there are two ways. In two ways, water satisfies. Directly by quenching your thirst, water satisfies you. And indirectly through food, by appeasing your hunger, water satisfies you. Therefore, because one who meditates upon water as Brahma becomes the person of satisfaction, there won't be dissatisfaction in his life. And because he'll have all his basic needs fulfilled. All his desires fulfilled means what now? He will have all his basic needs fulfilled. Understand? Sarvan Kaman Apnoti means what? He will have all his basic needs fulfilled. And therefore he'll be a person of satisfaction. Okay? And not only that, now in keeping with the glory of the greatness of the water, in keeping with the pervasiveness of the greatness of the water, this person also will be, pervasive. This person also will be recognized. And he can move freely at his will. Means he will have that much freedom to move around. Means what now? He'll be more popular. Isn't it? See, the free movement on the part of the person implies what? The person's influence, name, fame, popularity. Therefore, now again in Aradas, Asti Bhagavaha Bhuyopi Bhuyaha. Is there anything which is greater than this water? Yeah. Asti va Bhuyaha Vava Asti. Yes, definitely there is something greater than this water also. Oh my God. Tanme Bhagavan Bravitviti. Oh Lord, would you please teach me what is which is greater than the water? Superior to the water. Okay, here ends the 10th chapter.